Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis. We are on the top of page Tzadi Vav, the page following 190. Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis is Birchas Zimun B'Shlosha O B'Asara, the bracha that we make of Zimun when we have 3 or 10 people at a Suda. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Hayu HaMesubin Shlosha Chayovim B'Zimun. If the people that were eating together were 3, they're chayav b'zimun. Sha'omer echad mehem nevarech she'achanu mishalo. That one person who is leading says, nevarech she'achanu mishalo, let us bless the one that we're eating from. V'hem onim va'omrim, and they respond and say, baruch she'achanu mishalo v'tavoch hayinu. V'hu chozer va'omer, and then the leader responds and says, baruch she'achanu mishalo v'tavoch hayinu. And baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam hazona sa'olam, and he goes into benching. V'imheim arba'a, if there are 4 people there, yocholomar baruchu she'achanu mishalo, then he does not have to say, nevarech she'achanu mishalo, which is let us be mevarech, but rather you should be mevarech, baruchu she'achanu mishalo. Aval yoser tov lomar nevarech, but it's better even in a case of 4 to say nevarech shalo lahotzi atzmo min haklal, not to take yourself out of the group. V'imheim asara tzarech lahaskir as Hashem. As we know, if there are 10 people that are making a zimun together, they must mention Hashem's name. Sha'omer, that they say nevarech elokeinu v'chuli. V'heim onim v'omrim, and the tzibur responds and says baruch elokeinu v'chuli. Ein lomar nevarech lelokeinu belamid. We don't say nevarech lelokeinu. Ubein shehoyu asara o mea o elef o ribo. Whether there were 10 people at the Suda, or 100 people, or 1,000 people, or 10,000, kachem mevarchim, we always say the same lashon of Elokeinu. The chol ha-mishanan mizah nusach, anyone who veers off of the proper nusach, kigon she'omer nevarech al ha-mazon she'achanu. For example, he says nevarech, instead of nevarech she'achanu, he says al ha-mazon she'achanu. O she'omer l'mi she'achanu mishalo. O she'omer b'mikom uvetuvo. He says mituvo. O b'mokom chayinu omer chayim. Hareza bur. All these cases, the person who changes is considered a bur. We'll see what's wrong with all these changes. O k'shem asaru, when there are 10 people, kevan shemaskirim es Hashem, since they are mentioning the shem Hashem, yocholomer nevarech elokeinu al hamazon she'achanu mishalo. Even though we said by 3, you shouldn't say nevarach al hamazon she'achanu mishalo, but if there's 10, and you're saying Elokeinu anyway, then you could say nevarach Elokeinu al hamazon she'achanu mishalo. Let's go back and see all the mishaburas, beginning with Sivkotan Aleph, chayovim bezimun. 3 people that ate together are chayav bezimun. Tahainu shechayovim lehizdamim uletzarev birchasam bilushon rabim. That means they need to join together and to say a joint bracha b'loshen rabim. Tahainu she'echad yomer nevarach she'achanu, that one person says nevarach she'achanu, etc. The asmuchu rabbanon akra, and the rabbanon rely this din of zimun on a pasuk diksiv, as the pasuk says, gadlu l'Hashem iti, raise up Hashem with me, unerom moshmo yachtov, demashmo she'echad yomer l'shnayim gadlu. That's mashmo that one is saying to 2, gadlu. Inami, another pasuk the Gemara brings for this, Mimai diksiv ki shem Hashem ekra havugoda lalokenu. When I call out the shame of Hashem, so we'll give greatness to Hashem. The kol shekenim him yoser ad asoro kemoshi esbar lefaneinu. Certainly, if they are more up until 10, they'll always say this nusach, as we will see shortly. Now, the mashmos of this mishabura is very clear that zimun is only midrabanan. As the Mishabura says in the second line, v'asmuchu rabbanon akra, the rabbanon relied on the pasuk, so clearly he's understanding that it is the rabbanon. If you look at note number 4, he does point out that the mashmos over here is that birchas hazimun is only mid rabbanon. Like the shita of the ra'ah and the ritva and the olas tamid, v'chein kasu b'shar tzion lekamon, shekein das rov ha-poskim, that most poskim hold that zimun is the rabbanon. Meidach, on the other hand, Hatur Hevi Shadas Haravid Shebircha Zimun Chiyuva Midaraisa, that the Ravid holds that Zimun is Daraisa, V'chein Kosov Halavush, V'lazen Nota Das HaChazanish. So there are major players on each side, whether Zimun is Daraisa or Darabanan. What exactly is a Nafkamina? So if you look a couple of lines later, he brings 3 Nafkaminas. Number one, if there's a group of people making a zimun, and some of them ate till they were full, and some of them only ate a kezayis, and one person is going to be leading the others, so if you hold this daraisa, there is an inyan to have a person who ate till he was full, who's chayv and benching daraisa, to lead the zimun, that is daraisa. But if there is zimun only midrabanan, so then it wouldn't matter that there would be a zimun. It doesn't matter who's leading the zimun, even if it's someone who only ate a shear that's mechayiv midrabanan. Now, if kamina number two he brings down as well, is that if the zimun is only midrabanan, then someone who is 13 years of age, but we don't know if he has shtei simonim, so then we have a chazaka that he's a gadol for the rabbanans, he would be able to lead the zimun if he holds the rabbanan. If he holds zimun as daraisa, then we'd have to wait to know for sure that he has shtei saros as well as being 13 years of age. And the third nafkamina he brings down, which is the classic nafkamina by any halacha, if it's daraisa the rabbanan, if what is mesupuk, if they did a zimun, do they have to go and do a zimun? If it's daraisa, we would say safik deraisa lechumra. If it's the rabbanon, we would say safik derabbanon lekula. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sif Katan Beis. So he said, if you have three people together, the chayav bezimun, that one says nevarich shachan lemishalo. Says the Mishnah Berurah Bazohar hisiru lomar bepiv koden birchas hamazon. The Zohar warns that you should say with your mouth before you start benching, tein lanu hakos nevarich, bring us the kos and we will bench. Obo and Nevarich, or come and bench. Why is that? Lufisha Kodovasha Bikdusha Tsarach Hazmana Bepe over Las Yaso Kede Lahamshacha Kedusha. Any Dovasha Bikdusha needs some kind of preparation with your mouth right before you start it to bring down the Kedusha. Umizeno Hogim Lomar Bilashon Ashkenaz. Because of that, the Minog at Ashkenaz is to say, Rabbo Simon Vilan Benchin. The Hain Onim, and everyone there responds, Yishem Hashem Mevarach Meatov Yadoilim. If you look at note number 6, he brings down in the second paragraph of the Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan Hevi as Lashon HaZohar. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down the Lashon of the Zohar, Shekasav, who writes, Shebechol HaMitzvah Sheyesh Bracha Lifnei HaSiyosan. Any mitzvah that has a bracha before you do it, HaBracha Hi HaZmanah LaMitzvah. Then the bracha itself is the HaZmanah for the mitzvah. Levad Mi Birchas HaMazon, Oksefa Birchas HaMazon, SheHaBracha Atzma Hi HaMitzvah. There the mitzvah is the bracha. V'lochein Tzarech HaZmanah Miyuchedes Lifnei HaBracha. Therefore, specifically by benching, where the mitzvah is the bracha, you have to have an additional hazmana before the benching starts, before the bracha starts, and that's why by benching there is this idea of saying Rabbi Sai Nevarech or Rabbi Sai Mevel benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sif Katan Gimel. After the one who is leading the siman says Nevarech Shachanu Mishalo, so the tzibur responds Baruch Shachanu Mishalo Tavochayinu. So we said then the leader responds after them and says also Baruch Shachanu Mishalo Tavochayinu and leads in to the first bracha of benching. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel v'hu chozer v'omer etc. Chayinu v'im hamesubin srichin lanos amen acharav. In terms of whether those who are sitting around have to respond amen to the leader afterwards, yeish deos ben haachronim. There is a machlokas in the achronim v'aminug, as we know, shelo lanos. The minug is that we don't answer amen after the mezamein says baruch shachanu mishalo tovo chayinu. Sif Katan Dalad is going on the gears of the Mechaber brought down that you go right from Uvetufo Chayinu into benching. Mashma Mized Lo Yomar Baruchu Varosh Shmo. It's mashma clear from the Mechaber that you do not stick in the words Baruchu Varosh Shmo. The Shaar Tzion and Os Gimel writes V'chein Hu Gam Kein Das HaGra B'may Sera. That's also the opinion of the Gra that you don't say Baruchu Varosh Shmo. V'yesh poskim kasvu lomar baruchu v'rashmo. There are poskim that say that between shachar mishalov tavochayinu and the beginning of benching, you will say baruchu v'rashmo. The reason is to have a little bit of a hefsek between the zimun and the benching. V'chein ha-minug, and says the mishabur, that is the minug. V'ayim b'magin avromu b'shari achronim d'alkol ponim lo shayach zebiyachid. But the achronim bring down, it's not shayach to say that when you're davening b'yachidus, obviously because there is no zimun, and the whole point of it is to separate between the zimun and the benching. V'kam b'shlosha ein lomar oso rak ha-mevarech. And even those who are annoyed to say it, when there's a zimun of three people, only the leader says it, v'lo shnayim ha-mezamnim imo, not the two people that are joining together with the zimun with him. Sivkotan hey, we said if there were four people, then you're able to say, instead of Nevarech Shachanu Mishalo, which is let us be Mevarech, you can say to them, Baruch Hu Shachanu Mishalo, you're speaking just to them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kevan Shehem Shlosha, since they are three, Uru'uyim Levarech B'Lashon Rabin Bil'odo, and they're able to bless in a Lashon of Rabin without him, therefore you could say it just to them, Baruch Hu. Aval b'shnayim lo yochol lomar Baruch Hu rak nevarech. But if there's only two, you can't say Baruch Hu, you can only say nevarech. In the case where you only have two other people and you said instead of Nevarach, you said Baruch Hu, Efsher the Yotze, it could be you are Yotze. Then the Mechaber told us, Ein Lomar Nevarach Lelokeinu Belamid. We say Nevarach Elokeinu, we don't say Lelokeinu with a Lamid. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Vav, the Gabe Bracha Loksiv Lamid. When there's a Bracha, we don't say a Lamid. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Baruch Hu Amim Elokeinu. It says, Baruch Hu Amim Elokeinu. There's no Lamid. When we're giving a Bracha, we don't say Tashem. We don't say the Lamid. We just say Elokeinu. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Zayin. The Mechaber then told us that if you change from the Nusach, it's not good. And the examples he gave were, number one, if you say Nevarech Al Hamazon Sheachalnu. What's wrong with saying, instead of Nevarech She'achalnu, Nevarech Al HaMazon She'achalnu? Says the Mishnah Berurah, D'mashma D'mevarech L'Bal HaBayis HaMachilo. It's mashma by saying Al HaMazon that you're thanking the Bal HaBayis who is giving you the food. The Ilo Rachmana, because if you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Hu Maskir Mazon, why are you mentioning that you're thanking Hashem for the food? Below Mazon Yesh Harbe Levarcho. There's much to bless Hashem for without the food. Why are you specifying Nevarech Al HaMazon She'achalnu? The fact that you're limiting the bracha al hamazon sounds like you're thanking the Bal HaBayis. Sivkotan Ches. We said you also shouldn't say Lomisha Chalnu Mishalo. It says the Mishabura de Mashma de Rabim Him. It's Mashma that many people are giving out food. Zez Zon Ezev, Zez Zon Ezev. This supports that, and this supports that. Ulefi Dvarav Hu Mavarech Le Bal HaBayis. And if you say it like this, Lomisha Chalnu Mishalo, it sounds like you're blessing the Bal HaBayis. The next thing you shouldn't say is, you shouldn't say instead of ubetuvo, mituvo, says the Mishnah Berurah, vegave mituvo pirish. And in terms of not saying mituvo, the pirish is mishun de memai betagmulov shalmakom. It looks like you are limiting the goodness that Hashem gives us. You're saying mituvo from His goodness. De mashma dover muad kedechayim. It's mashma Hashem's only giving us a little bit to get us by. What about the last one? You should say chayinu and you shouldn't say chayim. Tam shalalomar chayim. The reason why you shouldn't say chayim is the mashma du motzi asum in a klal. It's mashma you're taking yourself out of the klal, and therefore you should say baruch shachar mishlov tuvo chayinu. Chayinu is referring to us. You're incorporating yourself as opposed to chayim, which means giving life. It doesn't necessarily refer to yourself. The last point the Mechaber told us is that even though when you are saying a zimun with three, you should not say Nevarech al hamazon shachalnu. But if you have 10, you're saying Hashem's name, then you could say Baruch Elokeinu, Nevarech Elokeinu al hamazon shachalnu mishalo. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes, the su leka lamiti de koya bal habayis hamachilo. Since you're mentioning Hashem's name in the bracha, so you wouldn't make the mistake that you're really speaking just to the bal habayis who's giving you the food. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis, top line on page 192. Im ta'a ha-mezamein ba'asara, this happens many times. If the mezamein, the leader of the zimun, makes a mistake when there's 10 people there, v'ha'onim, and the ones who are answering, v'lo hiskiru elokeinu, they all skipped elokeinu, the leader skipped it, nevarach shachal mishalo, and they said, baruch shachal mishalo tovo chayinu, einam yecholim lachzor, they can't go back. But if the tzibur didn't yet answer the first statement of the mezamin, yachzor v'yezamin v'shem, then he could go back. So once he said, nevarach shachar mishalo, and they said, nevarach shachar mishalo tovo chayinu, then you don't go back. But if only he said it, and he forgot elokeinu, they didn't say it yet, then he can go back and fix his mistake. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud, Einam Yecholim Lachzor, De B'dieved Yatzu B'Zimun B'lo Shem, even if you have 10, where you're supposed to say Hashem's name, if you didn't say it, B'dieved you are still Yotze. So if he said it already, the leader, and they responded without Elkeinu, then you would not go back. Aye, the Mezamin is going to respond, Baruch Shechal Mishlo Tovo Chayinu, so could he put Elokeinu afterwards when he responds to the Tzibur? V'im Yochol HaMezamin Lachzor Achakach V'lomar Baruch Elokeinu, in terms of whether the mezamin can then go back and say Baruch Elokeinu Shachanu Mishlotu Achinu, O Shet Tzorach Lomer Gam Kein Belo Shem, or maybe he has to say it again without the Shem Hashem, Mi'achar Shehaonim Amru Mitchila Belo Shem, since the Tzibur made their mistake really because of him, and no one said Elokeinu, so should he correct it now in his last line and say Baruch Elokeinu Shachanu Mishlotu Achinu, or should he keep it consistent and just say Baruch Shachanu Yesh Deos Bein HaAchronim? There are differing opinions in the Achronim. Ayin Bishari Tshuva. Look in the Shari Tshuva. Ulekuli Alma Imheim Omru Bashem. But everyone agrees, if he says Nevarach Shachana Mishalo, and they realize his mistake, and they say Baruch Elokeinu Shachana Mishalo, so Yochol Gamhu Lachzor Loma Baruch Elokeinu. Then everyone agrees that he can go and say Baruch Elokeinu after Nevarach Omer Belo Shem. So it'll turn out, even though he said Nevarach Shachana Mishalo, and now he's saying Baruch Elokeinu Shachana Mishalo, that's fine. Even though he messed up the first time, the Tzivur said it the right way, so when he then says what they said, Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Mishalo, that would be 100% fine. The only question the Achronim have is if he messed up and said in the Baruch Shachal Mishalo, they said Baruch Shachal Mishalo Tavol Chayinu, they forgot Elokeinu, everyone forgot it, should he just continue without it, in which case B'dyavad Yotze, or would there be an inyan for him to say it the correct way now? And the last Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph, the Mechaber said if he made a mistake, but they didn't yet say Baruch Shachana Mishalo, he spoke and he realized the mistake, then he should go back and correct it. Yachzor v'yizami b'shem, dekevon shalo onu adayin, since they did not answer yet, lo niskayim mitzvah zimun, they weren't yet mekayim the mitzvah zimun, v'havei kelechatchila, this would be like lechatchila, and he should go back and say, Nevarach lelokeinu shachana mishalo, and that way they could answer the proper way. That concludes Simin Kuf Tzadi Beis, and Ritz Hashem, tomorrow will begin Simin Kuf Tzadi Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.